family and friends to this daily segment we are grateful to call Be Encouraged. We'll be right back after these messages. If you were looking to experience Refuge Mount Olive's conferences, exclusive summits, even previous revivals, then we, the community of Romo, encourage you to become a subscriber. Here, you'll be able to receive presiding officer insight from yours truly, Drenande Summons, ministerial operation, as well as community outreach and, most importantly, empowerment. This is Romo Radio. And welcome in, family and friends, to this Thursday's episode of Be Encouraged. I'm your host, Drenande Summons. Blessing and a privilege it is to serve as the presiding officer for Refuge Mount Olive, as well as for the speaker for this moment of empowerment. We hope that everyone has had a wonderful Valentine's Day. You know, this is a very interesting time of year because a lot of people feel very mixed about it, you know, whether you're with someone, whether you're not, for whatever reasons. And I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge the relevant significance of the day. You know, I love love. So I'm happy that we have a day to celebrate love. I don't have anything against it. Some people like to get on their patriarchal soapbox and say, well, it's a man-made holiday and this and a third, and it just constitutionalizes and capitalizes off of the principles of love. And I receive that. I receive that information. I understand the hearts and the truth of people. And I look at it from both sides where, again, I'm not going to break myself to celebrate Valentine's Day, but I am going to exude all of the intentions this holiday has to offer. And there's a lot that we can experience, can I say, throughout the year, you know, that really gives us that opportunity. If you didn't get a chance, you can listen in on our Prayer for Lakewood experience that was yesterday on Be Encouraged. We talked about the tragedies that have taken place this previous Sunday. It was Super Bowl weekend for many of you, and it was just, again, a lot of experiences. Again, also with Kansas, there was a Kansas parade, and there was also a shooting, too. So we are being mindful still of what's taking place, and listen in and pay your respects by listening in so that you can say you did your best. And at times we think we have to always be present to do something to help someone. But listening, being present, saying a prayer, being a part of a moment of silence can help in more ways than we can ever imagine. Sometimes we're going to go into a place like Oprah or go in there like a multi-billionaire and just really shake the place up. And at times, you know, that's not needed. And most of the times it's not needed because our solutions and our ways aren't always the best. That's why we just hope for the best. And you know, since we're talking about it, somebody was asking me, well, what do you do in those situations when you don't know what to pray for? Here's a simple way to say, I pray for their highest possible outcome. You know, I pray for their best, in other words. We don't have to always go into details. And I've even heard sometimes, and some spiritualists will say, yeah, don't pray for me because you don't know what you're praying for. I agree to that extent. So that's why I'm careful about, and I never receive when someone is angry with me and they say that I'm going to pray for you. I don't need your prayers if you pissed off at me. Keep your prayers to yourself. Pray that you don't look at me or perceive me the way that you do. That's what you do. But again, when you don't know what to pray for, again, pray for people's best self. Pray again for the best parameters that you know how, and put yourself in their shoes. What would you want someone to help? You know, and again, if you didn't know all the details, well then, all right, Lord bless them with more money. Boom. There you go. Like, that's it. Amen. It doesn't have to be this whole long, drawn out thing. So you know, we always talk about the power of prayer, and we'll always care for community first. And again, Lakewood is in our prayers, and we're continuing to do what we need to do this weekend. It's going to be an interesting weekend, you know. If there are things that you all are preparing yourself for, I encourage you to do it and start planning it out strategically, because finances are something, and again, that's something that we don't really talk about that much on the show, but we're going to get to it, get more into it this year, because your finances are important. Your finances are a part of your foundation. And if you are not able to manage your money, then it's difficult for you to manage the success you deserve in life. So as you are layering out your weekend, if you're planning out whatever you have planned out, even for vacations and stuff, don't wait until last minute this year. I know who I'm talking to, because our demographics are from ages 20 to 30. So I know this is the last minute crowd right here. Let's get into a habit of organizing ourselves and preparing ourselves for the best life we deserve. If you'd like to keep up with us outside of the podcast experience, you can follow us on Instagram at r.o.m.o_. You can also follow our YouTube page at Refuge in Mount Olive, as well as our Facebook. Thank you so much.